The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
This is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to the show. This first track goes out to Bill and anyone else who thinks it might not be so bad to have thin walls. This is Jeffrey Lee Tozer with Mornings at 4.
He drops her in next door every morning at 4. And she's a-waiting too for their little rendezvous. When he pulls the shade, then they got it made. They don't keep it down low. Oh, no, no, they put on quite a show. I can hear them so well. It's like they're in my living room. It's very easy to tell.
So easy.
Who's doing what to whom?
Who's doing it?
They really go to town for dessert, two cigarettes. She always comes around just as happy as a lady gets. So he calls each night.
So he calls each night.
But every once in a while,
every once in a while,
he'll surprise her anew.
He'll surprise her.
And then they get right to the doing.
They get right to
it. It ain't annoying at all. And from the sound of things, they're really having a ball every time. I just wish I was him, baby. It was a while there
on the rocks.
Seemed like he didn't care
on the rocks.
I was sleeping all night,
sleeping, thinking maybe
they had some kind of fight,
some kind of a fight.
But on Tuesday night, it was obvious when they both broke the fact. Those little rabbits were back at it again. He drops in next door.
He drops in.
She's a happy too.
She's a happy
for the little rendezvous. When he pulls the shade, then they got it made.
Then they got it made.
They don't wanna keep it down low.
No, no, no.
They put on quite a show. Oh, 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 they just let it roll and roll. Oh, baby, that cat, he just goes.
Our guest tonight on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight is Jeffrey Lee Tozer, also known as Sly Crooner. He's a singer, songwriter, piano man, raconteur, and storyteller extraordinaire. As the mayor of Swanktown, he hosts Sly Crooner of Swanktown, which is just about to celebrate its 150th weekly episode on Sirius Radio. For our listeners, Jeffrey, who may not be familiar with your work, and Sly Crooner, tell us about Swanktown.
Well, Swanktown. First of all, I love the way you say raconteur. You had a nice little Eastern European flair there.
Well,
sounded
thank
nice.
You.
Swanktown is an imaginary place where the women are exotic, the men are well behaved at times, and money is no object because we have no money. It's actually a bar called the Royal Palm Court Lounge on top of a hotel called the Alto Nido Hotel. It's a place in my brain that keeps getting bigger and bigger and just spreading out all over the place. But it's a bar. It's a very cool happening bar. And there's a fortune teller there called the Slow Kitty, who I am madly in love with, but she'll have nothing to do with me. I can't figure out why. There's Miranda the bartender with her magnificent breasts, who in fact is in love with me, and I will have something to do with her as much as possible. And there is Dr. Beauregard Peculiar, who's the hotel physician, who started out as a surgeon, but now he's a shrink for many, many reasons, which I can't get into here. And there is, let's see, there's Cosmo de Gigolo, who is the florist and poet who falls in love every 10 minutes with a new woman. So he's very busy. And there's Mr. Lucky, who is the actual owner of the hotel, and everybody hates him. They call him Mr. Sucky behind his back. Nobody likes Mr. Lucky because he has lots of money, but he never, ever shares it with anybody. Yeah. So these are all the characters that hang around, and each week I tell a story about the happenings in Swanktown. And you just mentioned that we're doing episode number 150, which is coming up very soon. It's going to be called The Garbage Man, about a cat who, you know, one of those guys who hangs around garbage cans, and that's his life. And it's a complicated story, but it's a good story.
But it sounds fascinating.
Yeah. And I actually started the show several years ago because I'm a songwriter, and like all songwriters, I'm looking to put more songs more places. So I thought, well, if I was the creator and producer of a vehicle, I'm pretty sure I would be the one to get to make the decisions what songs get into the show.
Absolutely.
So guess whose songs get into the shows? My songs. So it was actually born out of a need to find homes for songs. And that's what Swanktown is. And right now it's on, can I say Sirius XM?
You can certainly say Sirius XM.
You'll edit it out later if you want, so it's all good.
No, I'm Sirius is great. I'm good with that.
Yeah, Sirius is good. It's actually been on Sirius for almost 3 years now. On July 1st, it will be 3 years. It's on Book Radio 3 times a week, Channel 80.
Sirius. Channel 80.
Yeah.
On Sirius. What time?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked, Carolyn. Swanktown is on 3 times a week, Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday night, it's on 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern time. Saturday at 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern time. And Sunday, 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time. That's all p.m., by the way.
So afternoon sometimes, evening others.
That's right.
Do you have a website where we can check this out for ourselves?
Swanktown.com.
Swanktown.com. Yeah. Oh, I want to go to Swanktown.
Yeah, come on by. We got a place for you. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
We've got a martini glass in the freezer keeping it nice and cold for you.
So. Thank heaven. Now, your style is a little eclectic, but I really like it.
Oh, thanks.
It's got the smoothness of Frank Sinatra, a little bit of gritty humor like Tom Waits, and flashy metaphors like Raymond Chandler.
I love when you say flashy metaphors.
What do you read or what are you listening to get your inspiration?
You know, that is a question I have absolutely no answer for because I don't really know. I know that when I started doing the show, I was listening to Lord Buckley and anybody who was doing spoken word on the radio, of which there are very few. Mm-hmm. There's Garrison Keillor who does stories and maybe a couple others, but there were a couple other disc jockeys, you know, back in the 50s and 60s who did the late night purple room with the dark shadows and really evocative, great sounding stuff. And I listen to a lot of that just to kind of get a feel for how it all works and what happens on radio, you know, because I'd never really done any radio before. And other than that, I tell you, most of the stories come from actual real life situations that sort of spark some curious human element, some interact, just some little thing that says, it's funny how people do that. And then all of a sudden there's a story because there's a character and then somebody wants something and then they get it or they don't. And there you go. I've worked a lot of nights in a lot of piano bars. I've played a lot of songs behind a lot of mediocre, bad, and some good pianos, and met a lot of cats in a lot of bars with a lot of stories to tell. And believe me, it's a rich landscape when you get enough vodka mixed with enough crazy wackos at bars, man. You get some stories out of it, you know?
I'm sure.
So I most of it comes from real-life situations that I've been through over many, many years. And we're not going to say exactly how many because calculators don't go that high.
So. Now, you are the mayor of Swanktown, as I understand it.
No, actually, I am the I'm the piano player, narrator, behind the piano. The mayor is actually Mr. Lucky.
Oh.
He owns the hotel, and he's the mayor of Swangtown. And there wasn't ever any election, so there's no politicking going on here. He's just mayor. That's it forever. And everybody hates him. Mr. Sucky.
So it's a documentary.
Yeah, that's right. As I say, it comes from real life situations.
Indeed.
Quite a bit.
I understand that Swangtown is not merely a radio show,
that
it may make it soon to the small screen.
Yeah.
Possibly to the silver screen.
Who knows?
But you also are going to be live in Los Angeles very soon.
Yeah.
Where can our listeners come see Swangtown live?
I'm so glad you asked that question, Carolyn. An excellent question. Actually, on Friday, the 11th of May, 2012, for those of you listening in the future, I'm doing a live version of the radio show, which is stories and songs from the radio show, at a club in West Hollywood called the Gardenia Cabaret on Santa Monica Boulevard. Friday, the 11th of May, 9 o'clock at the Gardenia.
Mm-hmm.
You can find all the details at swangtown.com. 9 o'clock. It's a great little cabaret. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but it's a great sounding room, a great looking room, and we're doing the live show on the 11th. I've been developing the show, I'd say, over about the last 2 years. So this will be the latest iteration of the live show, which is so different than radio. And you mentioned television, which I'll talk about in a second. But what I found is every medium has its own really specific requirements as to what works. You know, working in radio, there's stuff that works on radio, and if you tried to do that live, it would just fall flat, but on radio it works. It's like with every medium. The reason I bring that up is because right now I'm working with a producer in New York, Diane Criccio. She and I are developing the show for television, and going from radio to television, it's a switch. It's like going from, you know, Russian to Greek or Chinese to whatever, to Urdu. It's like, what? What do we have to do now? I mean, there's a whole new set of rules and a whole new set of requirements, stuff that I had never thought about before, you know, never having worked in television. And so now I'm trying to learn the whole television language and format and style and everything that's going on. But it's fun because there's a lot of stuff that, you know, in theater of the mind, when you say a picture in radio, I mean, there was a white picket fence and a beautiful blonde girl sitting on it. It's like, oh, my Lord, you just see it right away. But on television, you need the white picket fence and you need the girl and you need her. She has to have something to say right away, you know. It's a whole new world, but it's really fun and it's really challenging trying to get the radio images coming alive on television with the characters and all the dialogue and everything. So
it sounds really exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. So it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
And then there's the music.
Yes, the music.
because really you are a musician, probably first and foremost.
Yeah, songwriter, yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Piano's your instrument, but you sing beautifully. You've got a great voice for speaking,
thanks,
too. You've got a
thanks.
Wonderful voice for
all
radio.
All right.
And what you do are beautiful, great lounge songs. Mm. Perfect Martini
is
a personal favorite of mine.
Nice. I'm so glad. We'll have to have a Perfect Martini sometime.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Let's plan on that.
Let's do that. Absolutely.
In fact, if you have time after hours, if you can stick around after the show, we'll have a little after hours
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
I have time.
Okay.
I have time.
Fantastic. Yeah. So tune in on the internet to cfoxrocks.com or carolynfoxrocks.com to hear Jeffrey Lee Tozer after hours.
Nice.
Jeffrey Lee Tozer.
Yes, Carolyn Fox.
I want to thank you so much for joining me on the air.
It was my pleasure.
Let's hear another one of your tunes. What shall we play out with?
Maybe Living in the Lap of Swank?
Living in the Lap of Swank.
Cool.
We are living. Got bank. We are living, living in the lap of swank. I want a martini so cold that you could ice skate on it. I want a martini so dry, make the Sahara feel like the beds of Capitol. I want a martini so swank, the olives all wearing them high heel shoes. lovers out there tonight. You know that? Oh yeah, you do. You know what? The ladies are iconic. The gentlemen are well-behaved. At times, money not the object, money not the show. Money doesn't matter, cause we ain't got no. We are living, living in the lap of swank. Oh yeah, we are living. Never cool but never dank. We got the cool and the blue and the smooth attitude. We got it all, but we ain't got bank. We are living.
Music from Lori Milan. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
Here's singer-songwriter, guitarist, mandolinist, harmonica player, Lori Milan with Still in Love.
Every morning I try to lift my head, roll over, stumble out of bed, dreams of you. Test my heart. I can't help, I'm still in love with you. Shuffling feet to the old French press. Grab a cup, how to get into this mess. Oh, this time, how could I be so blind? I can't help, I'm still. I do. tell myself I'm over you. Since you've gone, well, my whole world's gone wrong. I can't help it, I'm still in love with you. Oh, I can't help it, I'm still in love with you. Oh, I can't help it, I'm still in love.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Fox, and you can email me at cfoxrocks.com on the Contact Us page, or check out the blog at carolynfoxrocks.com. Here's some brand new music from the Pond Hawks, their new Dreaming Over Ireland CD. This is Drive. In just a couple of weeks, Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight will have our blues special. Email us your favorite down and dirty blues song at cfoxrocks.com on the Contact Us page. Here's a track from a gal with a very spiritual perspective and one heck of a sub bass. This is Annette with Growing Into Myself.
Wrong and right, there are no mistakes in life. Contemplating his path of light, overwhelming me with insight. Now all my life, I'll always be
like the rooting of a tree. I'm growing into myself.
For music from Brian Setzer. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric. Your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109. Or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
On Wolfgang's Big Night Out, the Brian Setzer Orchestra reimagines some classical tunes, like this one, One More Night With You.
In a funky bar and one more night with you. I don't need no voodoo charm, daddy's farm, false alarm. Ain't no thing can do me harm as long as you are true.
I don't need no mojo hex, bouncing checks, another ex. Shuffle up them poker decks, I'm calling you.
I don't need no pinky ring.
bada bing. One more thing, love the band that loves to swing. Let's go get us out of town. Double down, lay around. All I need's a rockin' sound and one more night with you.
Carolyn Fox here, the velvet-voiced vixen, reminding you that you can find updates on what's coming up on the show and offer suggestions for what you'd like to hear at my blog, carolynfoxrocks.com. Riding that cocktail trend, here's Pink Martini getting Latin with Amado Mio.
whisper, amado mio. It was just a phrase that I heard in plays. I was acting a part. But now when I whisper, amado mio, can't you tell I care by the feeling there? 'Cause it comes from my heart. I want you ever.
At Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, we believe in second chances, and so does Liz Carlisle from her Big Dream CD with Maybe in the Next Life.
He was talking too long, he was smiling too big. Finally found a woman loving as much as him. Well, she tried to give her car, but he had to give it back. Said, I don't want to think about the things that I can't have. Well, I'm sorry that it's too late. Love to do a lunch date, maybe 20 years ago. But now I gotta do right. Kids and an ex-wife, maybe in the next life. Swim me, long-legged woman with a large diet soda took the next seat. And it happened all again. There was something in the air. He felt he had to tell her when she offered him her cups. Let's share. Well, I'm sorry, but it's too late. Love to do a lunch date. Maybe 20. Yourself a next life. The kids will tell you so. Never ever too late. Go out on a lunch date like it's 20 years ago. 'Cause now you gotta do right. Maybe in the next life.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play what's hot in Hollywood. Here's Telling on Trixie with a song title that's just not true. Derek Nicoletto is not a dumb boy.
Where? keep on, keep on losing sleep on. I keep on causing round two with you. All I know is I can't, cause I've tried and my plans are all tied. Dumb boys make a mess of the plans they made. That's just the way it's gonna be, but I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never gonna give you up, cause I've got one more chance to make this thing last if I can. Never gonna give you up. I'm never gonna give you up, cause I've got one more chance to make this thing last if I can. Is it wise to trust me? I'm never gonna give you up, cause I've got one more chance to make this thing last if I can. Never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up now, baby. Never gonna give you up, I'm never gonna give you up now, baby.
Stay tuned after the break for music from Maria Muldaur and Dr. John. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
From her Louisiana Love Call CD, here's Maria Muldaur singing a duet with Dr. John. You get the best of me.
Steamy nights, you and me in a world. best of me. Yeah, you do. Ain't nobody can stir me up like you do. Honey, you really light a fire. Must be voodoo. Oh, the way you do to me. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're so good.
Carolyn Fox, and you can email me at cfoxrocks.com. Go to the Contact Us page. You know, you've got to love a blend of voices like Shiitake Monkey has. From their Street Thief CD, this is Come On.
Blow her stash out, drink and pass out, sleep on her couch. I wake up 2 hours later,
starts tripping like she wants me to date her.
But first let me ask you a little favor.
Yeah, what's up with Paul Schaefer?
Come on, get on.
Yeah.
Come on, get on. We gotta get everyone on. Everyone on. Come on, come on, get on.
Get
come on.
On,
get on. You know, we gotta get everyone on. Everyone on.
So it's our time to ride.
Surprise.
Surprise. So cry.
This is Carolyn Fox reminding you to tune in next week for Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have our blues special, and we've just had confirmation that Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens will be our special guest for that show. You won't want to miss that. There's still time to send us your request for your favorite blues tune. Just email me at the contacts page at cfoxrocks.com. We're going to play you out tonight with a tune from Herbie Hancock's Headhunter CD that is worth taking a listen to, if only for the introduction. This is Watermelon Man.